Could you tell me, please, a couple of things that you would like remembered about Chief Little Crow?
Well, from what I've heard, he's a very understanding man, and he's got his own ways. He also is a very good horseman. Even myself today, I'm still a horseman. My grandfather was. He had a bunch of horses. He showed me how to work with horses, handle horses, break horses, train horses. And I never forgot that. And today, I still carry that on, of what I was taught of how to work with animals, train animals, and use them for transportation. Without horses, I've said this before to other meetings and stuff like that, without horses, we wouldn't be here today, because there are transportations when we migrate into present-day Canada. I've always been taught to respect and honor horses.
If your great-great-great-grandfather could walk into the room today, what would you ask him?
First of all, I'll ask him, am I doing the things that you expect us present-day Dakotas are doing? Are we doing the right thing? Like this interview here. Okay, we're talking about him. Is it right that we talk about you? That's the first thing that I'll ask him. But for my teaching and learning that you offered me tobacco here, and our belief is that when you're offered tobacco and talk about the past, you can name and use their names, and you wouldn't offend them in any way or offend yourself with the presenting of tobacco to use for that. That's why I can talk freely of him. This pouch of cigarettes or tobacco is sitting here. Without it, it's not right to talk about our ancestors.